Welcome to Time with Abba, Depression Out, Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is October 29th, Tuesday, 2019, day 231. Today's topic, from living out your promise to receiving God's promise. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace, and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you, that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 119, verses 57 to 64, Lamentations, chapter 1, verse 1 to chapter 2, verse 19, Philemon, chapter 1, verses 1 to 25. Proverbs 26, verse 20. Today's main passage from Psalm 119, verses 57 to 58. You are my portion, Lord. I have promised to obey your words. I have sought your face with all my heart. Be gracious to me according to your promise. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listening, the topic I received today is from living out your promise to receiving God's promise. We got two promises from today's Psalm, 119 verses 57 to 58. Number one, I have promised, that is our promise, your promise. Number two, your promise, which means God's promise. How could the psalmist live out his promise, would receive God's promise of being gracious? Number one, obey God's words. Number two, seek God's face with all his heart, which means to be as close as he can to God, that he can see his face. Would you love to have this promise? Are you going to keep this promise? Well, let us pray. Dear Abba Father, help us to have this promise to you and to be able to keep this promise so that we can receive your promise of being gracious to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what kind of inspiration and invitation have you received from today's message? Number two, what is your next step to have this promise and to be able to keep this promise? Family Corner. Find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.